Page 102. Exercise B. Listen to activate vocabulary. Listen to conversations about applications of innovative technologies. After each, write the technology they're discussing, using the vocabulary. Listen again and describe how the technology is being used. Conversation 1.
It sounds like scientists are getting pretty close to being able to use someone's genes in order to create an identical genetic copy of that person.
I've read that, but I think it's a crazy thing to do with humans.
Really? I mean, imagine if you couldn't have kids of your own. Scientists could take your genes and create an embryo that would develop into a baby. Wouldn't that be great?
What if they started to create designer babies, using genes from people who are celebrities or athletes, or only the wealthy, or geniuses? People who scientists have decided are superior to everyone else. To me, it'll just open a can of worms.
Well, I think the good far outweighs the bad.
Conversation 2.
Can you believe all these stories in the news about people's identities getting stolen?
I know. It's kind of scary. I've heard that once someone gets a hold of enough of your personal information, they can pass themselves off as you and spend all your money. And trying to fix it is almost impossible. Too bad they can't prevent it from happening in the first place.
Actually, there's a way to prevent it, but it's kind of weird. They say you can put a tracking device under your skin, and then no one can get away with trying to be you.
What? Would you have one of those things implanted under your skin?
Me? That's going too far.
Conversation 3.
Don't you think putting animal genes into plants is kind of questionable morally?
Not really. Why do you think that?
Well, for example, I read that scientists are putting the genes of fish into tomatoes, which is something that would never happen in nature. It just doesn't seem right to me.
That's true, but that kind of technology can do a lot of good, too.
Like what?
Well, something like that could increase a plant's ability to survive cold temperatures or resist insects. That could be a really important agricultural development.
Well, it still sounds kind of fishy to me.
Conversation 4.
I just read that a Japanese doctor working in a Los Angeles hospital operated on a patient in a hospital in Tokyo.
How did he do that?
With some high-tech video conferencing. The surgeon in Los Angeles used the technology to guide the surgical instruments electronically in Tokyo.
That sounds like something out of a horror movie.
Well, I guess he must have been really skilled. Otherwise, why wouldn't they have just used a local surgeon?
I suppose, but it just doesn't sound very safe to me.
Conversation 5.
I just got one of those digital chess games that you play against your computer.
Really? How does that work?
Well, the software program makes chess moves based on your moves. They say it's a lot more challenging than playing against a human.
You mean the computer actually thinks?
That's probably not true, but it does figure out the best move based on hundreds of thousands of potential moves, and it does it almost instantaneously.
That sounds amazing.
Conversation 6.
Whoa, this is awesome. I feel like I'm actually walking on Mars.
Me too. It's unbelievable.
Hey, can you see a small mountain behind the spaceship?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to walk toward it and see what it feels like to try and climb it.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to quit for now. I've got some homework to do, but let me know how that works out.
Okay, you can just leave your headset on the desk. Talk to you later.
Conversation 7.
I just read about something amazing doctors are doing now to help cancer patients.
Oh yeah? What's that?
They've created these tiny capsules that can be introduced into your arteries where they can deliver medication to exactly where it's needed.
Actually, I heard that someday they might be able to create tiny molecular machines that can produce the medication inside your body.
It's incredible the things they talk about doing now.